This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado communities will be getting just over $34 million for specific projects requested by their members of Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The earmarks were part of the military construction and agriculture full-year appropriations bills included in the package to reopen the federal government. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd got just under $500,000 for buses to help veterans served by the Spanish Peaks Regional Health Center in Walsenburg. The largest earmark was $22 million to help replace an ambulatory care center at Fort Carson, put in by Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper. Other earmarks included funding for police stations, child care centers, and community service centers. The Democrats who had earmarks in the bills, however, voted against the package when it came before them. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A pair of cases are moving forward against the manufacturer of the gun used in the Boulder King Super shooting in 2021. CPR's justice reporter Ava Keon has more.
The families of some victims are relying on an exception to a law that generally protects gun makers. Now, the case moves to discovery, where executives and employees of the gun maker Ruger will be under oath for testimony. The same exception to federal protections was used in another case against the maker of the weapon used in the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. That manufacturer settled with the families for $73 million. The Boulder shooter killed 10 people and was sentenced last year to several life terms. Ava Keon, CPR News.
In Denver, partly cloudy overnight and 36 degrees. This is CPR News.